and this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WBXU. I'm Michael Bugs. Churchill Downs wants to take away winter racing dates from Florence's Turfway Park. It's all part of a plan to eventually have those race dates at a new $200 million racetrack somewhere in northern Kentucky. But where is not clear, and Turfway isn't happy about it. So let's try to get a better understanding of what's going on. Joining Cincinnati Edition to explain what's next, Kentucky Senate Majority Floor Leader Damon Thayer. He's a Republican from Georgetown whose district includes Scott, Grant, and parts of Kenton counties. Welcome, Senator.
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. This was a huge announcement at the end of last week that Churchill Downs was looking to build some $200 million facility somewhere in northern Kentucky. I don't know if you have any secret details on this, so I'm a little unclear on whether they mean what I like to refer to as capital N northern Kentucky, like Boone, Kenton, and Campbell, or the lowercase N northern Kentucky, which is more geographical and could mean anything from Sparta to Maysville. Do you know anything?
I don't have any secret details, but I think I can help clarify for your listeners how the process for race dates works in Kentucky and the circumstances that led to horse racing's largest North American company trying to make a run at building a new track in northern Kentucky.
Yeah, that's definitely why we've have you on. So give us the process here. The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission will ultimately make the decision on where these races take place. So how does that work?
So the first half of the situation is the awarding of race dates in Kentucky. Every year in the fall, racetracks in Kentucky must apply to the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission for the racing dates for the next calendar year. This has been happening every year for, 100 years. And a racetrack must be granted those dates in order to operate for simulcast racing, historical horse racing, if they have it, and live racing. So, for example, Churchill Downs has to go to the Racing Commission every year to ask for its race dates, which include the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Derby. It's normally a perfunctory process, except you've got a problem in northern Kentucky in that the Racing Commission has become very disenchanted with the ownership of Turfway Park, Jack Casino, out of Cleveland, Ohio. And they, of course, own Jack Casino across the river in Ohio, in Cincinnati. Because Turfway Park is the only facility, horse racing facility, that has not installed historical horse racing machines, which are paramutual racing games where the results are based on the results of previously run horse races. And they are wildly successful, and they are increasing purses, which is the money that the horses compete for, to the point where our purses are in the middle of a seven-year, year-over-year positive trajectory, and we're starting to attract horsemen from other states like California and New York to run horses here. It's very good news. Our circuit, our year-round racing circuit, which is Keeneland, Kentucky Downs, Ellis Park, Churchill Downs, and Turfway, is very successful, except Turfway is the weak link. So the Racing Commission has expressed its dissatisfaction with the Jack company that owns Turfway because they keep making these promises about putting in historical horse racing machines. They were approved for them in the last Steve Beshear administration, almost 4 years ago, and they never put the machines in. And the Racing Commission, as well as legislators like me, have really become tired of Jack's false promises.
Well, we should note that Jack has been trying to, or is in the process of selling Turfway to Hard Rock.
So that's the next part of the story. Jack has announced an agreement in principle to sell the casino in Cincinnati and Turfway Park to Hard Rock Casino, one of the country's largest casino operators. What the kind of the word on the street is, Hard Rock has made a presentation to the Racing Commission regarding its improvements to Turfway Park to reinvigorate horse racing at Turfway, because the facility at Turfway is decrepit. No money has been spent on it since I worked there when Jerry Carroll owned it in the late 1990s. It's really an embarrassment to Kentucky racing, and it's not good for fans, horsemen, or horses and jockeys that compete there. So the word kind of got out on the street that the Racing Commission was not really happy with Hard Rock's presentation to them about what they will do if they buy the track. And remember, Hard Rock has to be granted a license beginning January 1 to operate Turfway Park and get those race dates for January, February, March, and December of 2020. So Churchill Downs Incorporated, which not only runs Churchill Downs in Louisville, but Arlington Park Racetrack in Chicago, Presque Isle Downs Racetrack in Pennsylvania, and the Fairgrounds Racetrack in New Orleans, as well as numerous casinos around the country, they heard about that, and they've made a proposal to the Racing Commission that says, number one, Churchill Downs wants to apply for 2020 racing dates, but they will temporarily move those race dates to Churchill Downs Racetrack in Louisville while simultaneously building a racetrack facility that Northern Kentucky deserves somewhere else in Northern Kentucky. We don't know where. We don't know when it would be open. They say they could probably build it in a year and a half. It would be a one-mile synthetic surface for racing in the winter with a 7-furlong dirt track inside of it. It would be open year-round for training, which would be very good for horsemen and horses in Northern Kentucky. So what we have now is the situation that there are dueling race dates and license applications between two of the country's largest casino operators and gaming companies, which is Hard Rock Cafe. That's their old brand, Hard Rock Casino, which doesn't have a lot of experience in the racing sector, but does on the casino side, and Churchill Downs, which does both horse racing and casinos, and obviously is the most famous brand name in horse racing. So, I don't have a dog in the fight. I just want to see horse racing in Northern Kentucky be restored to its former glory, and I think it's terrific news that these two huge gaming companies are competing for the right to work and operate in the Northern Kentucky market.
So what's the timeline look like? When does the Horse Racing Commission make this decision?
By November 1st. I mean, we're inside 60 days of this decision being made.
What happens to Turfway Park if it loses these dates?
Now I'm going to get into some rumors I've heard. I've heard rumors that Amazon already has an option on the land, either with Jack Casino or with Hard Rock, or perhaps something with Jack that would then inure to Hard Rock's benefit if they indeed complete the purchase. I tweeted when Hard Rock bought the track that, good news, we've got a new owner. I hope they demolish the old facility. It's terrible. It needs to be demolished and right-sized for today's horse racing environment, a smaller, more fan-friendly facility. They need to put in probably at least 500 historical horse racing machines. They need to have a nice race book for simulcasting. They need to look ahead in the event that we hopefully legalize sports betting next year. They need to have a nice facility where they can do a race and sports book year-round. They need a nice dining room and a grandstand for live horse racing. So I think, one of two things is going to happen. Hard Rock is going to get the dates, and they're going to hopefully either improve the existing facility or tear it down and build a new one. Or Churchill Downs is going to get the dates, run them for a year, year and a half in Louisville, while simultaneously building a new $200 million facility in Northern Kentucky. I haven't seen the details of either presentation. I'm a legislator, not a regulator. This is a regulatory decision. I just know what I've read in the news reports. So I think it is good news for Northern Kentucky. The market is underserved when it comes to historical horse race betting, and our premier horse racing facility over the last 20 years has really gone downhill, really since Jerry Carroll sold it, and it's had a couple of different owners. And Northern Kentucky deserves a top-class horse racing facility that also offers historical horse racing, year-round simulcasting, and potentially in the future sports wagering.
Well, we have 30 seconds left, Senator, and I just want to ask, it sounds like Churchill Downs is well into the casino business now. It seems that in the past, Turfway had hoped to benefit from that addition in some capacity. Do you think the lack of Kentucky having casinos has damaged horse racing in Northern Kentucky?
No, it's not, because these historical horse racing machines have contributed mightily to our purse program. So at every other track, horse racing is thriving. We are quickly becoming the place to race horses in not, you know, for we've been famous for years as the place to breed and raise horses. Now we're becoming the place to race horses, where people are paying attention to us, not just on the first Saturday in May, but the rest of the year. But Turfway Park has been the weak link in that circuit, and I'm hopeful that whoever gets those race dates will be committed to horse racing in Northern Kentucky, so we can take our rightful place as a key jewel in the crown of Kentucky horse racing.
Senator Damon Thayer, the Republican from Georgetown, thanks so much for taking some time and helping us understand the situation a little better.
Anytime, Michael. Happy to be on. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Subscribe to our podcast at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.